too dangerous?
I mean, yeah, sure. Like, you're probably not expecting us.
No.
But okay. No? Go ahead.
Please.
Deadly.
Particular.
Relax.
What?
Particular. He doesn't... He might not like you, and he might not like you. He doesn't like conflict.
I'm not
Let me
confrontational.
Go in first.
Okay.
We'll just wait here.
I'll go in with you.
No, you're staying here.
So he doesn't like... He doesn't like bees, and he doesn't like races.
Vines come up and encase you.
What?
When we get there.
Okay. Alright, I'll stay.
Another crossbow pulling down.
Ever, should I stay behind? Very well.
He doesn't like Mordid.
That's impossible.
So Ever walks
in. Ever walks in. Sulfur, smells of sulfur, mm-hmm. smells of soot, smells
there?
Of burning. No one up top.
Okay. He goes to the door and knocks up.
Who's there?
It's me.
Can't hear you. Is that Ever?
Me.
Oh, Ever. Alright, give me a moment. Climbs out of the back trap door. Talks to you a little bit, but he doesn't, he says, I gotta get back to work on some stuff, you know, here. Just takes out orange from the cabinet and crushes it with his hand. Squeezes the juice. Just like you like it. I gotta get back to work though, right? So,
Wait, I have new people who want to meet you. But not now, if it's okay. And I don't know if you'll like them. Because magic and gods and crossbows
and... They better not. No talk of magic. No talk of gods. When you bring them by, just let me know. Comes back the hole. Drops down the trap.
When would be good?
Anytime. Just no magic. No gods.
Now okay?
Yeah, it's fine.
Closes the door, opens back up. Okay. The vines dissipate.
Alright.
Ever walks up.
Who do I have to kill? Honestly, I don't think wiggling outside of the vines would have helped.
You must kill yourself.
Warden
says.
Almost there. You should have helped me.
Kill your impure self.
Bless you.
Never
sending brain damage to you.
I didn't think about it. But if I lit the vines on fire...
We should have done that.
I think we should have done that.
We should have done that. God damn it.
But I didn't feel like it anyway.
Thanks a lot, man.
Power of magic.
So, we can go now.
Yeah?
But
yeah.
No magic. Bless you.
Yeah.
No gods. Don't be stupid. Maybe leave that.
What?
Please conceal it.
I'll wear it as a necklace. It's worked before.
Robloff.
It's
a nice necklace.
Damn.
Kind of looks like a crossbow, but...
Hey, that's good.
Where's your crossbow go?
Hey.
This is interestingly decorative.
Can't have it.
That looks like the,
I don't...
The, your crossbow.
Desire.
Looks like your crossbow.
I know, right?
Wait, Ever, I must not talk of the gods.
Yes.
Very well.
I think you should stay behind, dude.
I can do this. I believe in myself.
Oh, no.
And the gods.
I have a positive self-image.
That sounds really familiar, and I hope you never bring that up again.
Very well. Ever, lead the way.
Sure.
Okay.
Let's do this.
Do nothing as well and be useless like the others.
Is he a hard guy? Do we gotta beat it out of him? Like, you gotta get information from him? Like, beat him
in?
He
might be okay.
He's not an uncle.
So?
He's a great person.
Sure he is. So am I.
And he makes wonderful things.
So do I.
Like weapons.
I like that.
Okay. No magic. You normal boy.
Ever, ever enters the place. And now, just describe it to you guys. As the door opens, a wave of sulfur hits you. Smoke billows out the door. For a moment, more your vision is obscured. There's not a single object in this room untouched by soot. Blocks and black and bars of metal lay strewn across tables, shelves, chairs, even the floor, just like parted barely to allow passage.
This place is gross.
The floor itself is wooden. Looks rather sturdy.
Ever hits you on the head.
No.
Be kind.
I tried to
this
be kind.
This is a workshop. This is how it works.
I'll clean up every now and then, but all right. I won't say anything.
Ah, this is excellent. A craftsman. Here, Ever, use the bonker.
Why is the bonker getting bigger?
A craftsman?
Yes.
So what about that, Kuro?
Yes, a cool dude is also a craftsman.
Yeah.
Come on, Kuro. Don't do it.
What? Cool dude. Let us proceed.
Hello, is anyone home?
Customers?
Maybe.
No.
Close the door after yourself. Letting the draft in.
Very well. Something or other call. Close the door. Use a divine call.
Something or other.
Salutations.
There's a clatter. The trap door in the back, which... When you entered, you came in like this way. Trapdoor is about there underneath a low-hanging shelf. Thick hand shoots out, grabs a shelf above it, and pulls himself out. Oh, nice.
There we are.
You can turn off your phone thing now. Oh, my God.
Uh-oh.
Just to let you know, when I was switching something, I lost the middle of the recording, so it skipped over Vela, unfortunately.
That's fine. Vela was, like, almost irrelevant.
Okay.
Vela.
All right, we can continue. So, keep describing.
Okay. Slight groan, he pulls himself out of the trap door, his other hand preoccupied with an oblong bundle. He shifts the bundle from hand to hand, slips his shoulders out from straps of a worn rucksack, drops it on the floor, and the entire building shakes. Enormous arms. But he also doesn't skip leg day. His legs are really big, too. Pants, even though they look like they would be loose on most people, very thick. Just supported heavily by muscle.
That's Goosey Brewski.
Looks. So what do you need for us, or repaired, or.
Salutations.
Ever. All right. These are friends.
Yeah.
All right.
How you got? How you doing?
They just like to ask questions.
What kind of questions?
A lot of questions. About things.
I told you. Nothing.
I told them.
Nothing what?
Salutations. I am Kuro, invoker of the
invoker of what?
Of cool dudes everywhere.
This is ale. Whatever.
You are an excellent, robust person. I know of a anyway.
You guys want some ale or something?
I'm good.
I'm not old enough.
He just drops a couple flasks on the table.
Oh no, I shouldn't.
They look like dwarven ale, actually.
Excellent. Is this dwarven ale? I do not mean ale made of dwarves, but by dwarves.
It's the only kind that works.
So what's up, dude? What's your name?
What?
I am Kuro, invoker of cool dudes. He is Q, a reading person, and he is a necklace man.
Ugly necklace you have there.
Well, no, his name is Ermos, and he...
It's a crossbow.
I know. It's obvious.
That's a crossbow?
You want
info
from what?
Everything.
I thought they might like to see your work.
Work.
Yeah. Oh yes, a craftsman working.
Just reaches down to his rucksack, pulls out a fine Damascus steel blade. It's the waves just shimmers in the light. It's beautifully crafted.
Can you make a kopesh?
Size down. I'm not touching that.
What?
I'm not touching that.
What?
Why do you think?
It's just a kopesh.
No, it's not just any kopesh.
It's a kopesh.
It's not just any kopesh.
He knows.
It's a kopesh.
It's enchanted. I don't work with that stuff.
Oh, gotcha, good. Gotcha, good.
How much is a regular one?
So you can enchant it when you work?
No. So what do you got against, like, this enchanting magic stuff?
What do you want? What info do you want?
Kuro's looking at his checklist of things that he can't talk about.
He was just standing there. He's just like,
well,
yes, I have a question. You go first.
I'll take over from here.
Okay.
Gonna be honest.
I know
with
I have
man.
A question I can ask.
Uncle Rennie, can I call you?
No.
All right. Well.
Yes.
Big R.
I have a question here.
What?
Have you seen or met someone named Kevin Ritarly?
Oh.
Classic kid.
Did you steal one of your weapons or something?
No, I gave it him.
Why?
What would you give that kid?
Stop yelling. Don't like yelling.
Makes sense. Gortog said you were a coward.
Gortog can eat dirt.
Is the door closed? Is the door closed?
Is that false? Is Gortog an idiot?
Say it again?
Is Gortog an idiot?
Are you saying that to Renard?
Yeah.
Gortog can go eat dirt.
Alright. So inside. You... 20-something.
He's clearly uncomfortable at this point. Like, he doesn't want to talk about this anymore.
Well,
Do you think you can outfit us for the gathering? Can we buy some stuff?
No,
what do you got for sale?
I don't deal with that nonsense.
The gathering?
I'm not going to deal with it.
All right,
I only
forget
deal
it.
With customers.
Who cares? We want to buy your stuff.
What?
Whatever. Let's see what you got.
Stuff like this, points of the blade.
How about things that are like kind of like projectile-y, you know, just things that you can, I don't know, like shoot,
like crossbows.
Yeah, I'd say like crossbows.
You're talking boltsman.
Like well,
roll on sight.
Everyone.
Yeah, everyone rolled in.
Like 10 or something?
33.
22.
Whenever you're, 31. Whenever Eros' voice raises, he backs up a little bit.
Does Eros know this?
Yes.
Okay.
Eros walks up to him. They're very confused because they came from somewhere else.
Everyone's confused because they come from somewhere else. And yet here, it's all even dumber. It's confusing and can't even hear you.
I'm gonna lay it on you right now.
Is that a threat?
No. Joker!
Not a is my whispering voice, man. We gotta buy some stuff.
Roll diplomacy.
Like, 8.
I'm wasting my time here. What do you want to buy? Tell me.
No, it was actually like 14.
Okay, 14?
Yeah.
Shifting uncomfortable.
What do we do? Hmm? What do we do?
I'm gonna buy.
Roll inside again. Backing up, not because he just doesn't like the sound. You think there might be something to what Gortog said about him.
Why is he a coward? Is there something we can help you with? Something seems to be on your mind.
You can do me a favor.
What?
Get the hell out.
What's the next favor we can do you?
I don't know. Get to the point. Wait, just get to the point of what you're saying, and then get the hell out. You're fine, Evans.
We'll just come back. I'm gonna leave.
Stranger.
Oh, yes, I have a question here. Oh, no, that wasn't a question. I have to skip over that one. Just a moment, I'll find something.
Please.
I'm sorry?
Please don't yell. It's kind of wincing.
You got like a hearing thing or something? Like a hearing problem? Sensitive ears or something? Sensitive.
Sensitivity?
Sensitive? You're sensitive?
Bye.
You're a sensitive
we'll
person?
Now. We have other things to do. I just wanted you to meet my new friends.
We're not friendly.
We're friendly?
We're not friendly.
Alright, I'm out.
You left.
Can we huddle up quickly? I think we need to think about how to approach this guy properly.
Well, what were we attempting to?
I don't even remember.
Glean from him.
I was kind of caught off guard.
Well, I mean, apparently, he's the key to helping me.
Why?
Helping you?
I don't know though. He doesn't seem to like me at all. I don't know.
But why is he the key to helping you?
Well, didn't we go over that at some point? That.
When?
You know, the stranger would go to the tree.
No.
We didn't go over that?
What?
Are you talking about when we spoke to Vella?
Yeah.
How I have to go to Baltimore or whatever?
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was talking about.
Did Vella not say that it may be interesting to talk to Renard? Is that his name, Renard? Renard?
Yeah. There's something that he can help me with specifically, though, she said. I believe.
Did you not have black metal?
Yeah.
Is he not a metal craftsman?
Put it down, and I'll take it to him.
I don't really like leaving my
I
stuff.
I don't think that's a good idea.
I think we should take it to him. Take it to him.
Maybe she can hold it, but we'll go back inside. I'm nervous.
Why?
No.
Why are you nervous, stranger?
Wait a moment. Do you think he would abide us showing him the relics?
No, they're magical.
Well, he won't care about yours, or yours.
Probably not.
Or yours.
Only yours.
Still magical.
Still metal.
He doesn't seem like he's very receptive to me, or anything of mine. Why is he so kind of like shy? Is there a way to approach him better? You seem to be able to talk to him just fine.
Ever is quiet.
We're quiet.
Yeah, we're very quiet.
But did he? Did Gortog not say that Kevin Vitali
shouted at him?
Shouted at him,
and he gave him what he wanted.
Are you proposing we should be rude to him?
No, not rude, just kind
truthfully,
of...
Truthfully, I don't like the idea, but perhaps we can make it up to him afterwards. He's not very helpful.
Eros runs back in and just rips open the thing.
Vines trip before you make it to the door.
Eros will try to avoid
that. Roll reflex. Roll reflex.
What do I do? Just
add your... What's your reflex defense? Minus 10 from it.
9.
Oh, so like... It's 13. Minus what from it? 10?
Yeah.
So 15 is my reflex with that.
Right.
Plus this?
Yeah.
28.
So your reflex is 15?
20.
Yeah.
He jumps over the vines. The stranger points and says, "We will fix it." And he just goes inside.
Is the guy, is he still in there? What does Eros see inside?
He sees only, like, it looks like he went back down.
He rips open the thing and starts yelling.
Where are you? What, right?
Who's that? Close the door. Who's yelling?
I'm coming down!
You don't know if you could climb down. Oh. Pretty dark. Roll intimidate.
Okay.
You guys follow 16. Him?
I'm just gonna walk in. Like,
Eros starts banging on things.
Like loud, stop it. Loud noises. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. He climbs up.
Eros screams at him.
No, stop it. Stop. Don't do that.
Here comes Coral. Be careful. He has brain damage.
No. What do you guys want?
Be careful.
Tell me what this is. Yeah.
Get out of my face.
Tell me what it is.
Don't get me out of my face.
He starts yelling even more.
Get out of my face. Roll intimidate.
Okay. 19.
He doesn't look afraid of you. He is gone. So, where Eros is standing is next to the this.
Mm-hmm.
So,
okay, so...
You're pointing. He's popped up right here. This is where the trap door was. Eros is standing like right about here after banging on things. Eros sees that instantly he is gone. What Q, Kuro, Ever, and the stranger see is Renard is behind him, swinging his elbow at the back of Eros's head. He disarms Eros instantly. Knocks a crossbow out of his hand, grabs Eros by the back of the head, and slams him through the floor.
So both of them are gone.
Yes. Take, roll 6d10. The rest of you roll initiative.
Oh my god. 16.
15. I'm gonna go get the hot dogs.
Ooh, sounds good. How much damage did you take? Don't you have like 64 HP?
I have 66.
Oh my god.
Okay.
I heard you like tough combat.
Yeah. I'll kill this guy. We'll kill him. It's on Donkey Kong. Probably shouldn't yell at him, actually.
Then you're gonna kill him. And Ever will become your arch nemesis.
And everything will be over. Everything ends.
They're also be torn apart by vines.
What, I have to fight him and then I have to fight Ever?
That'd be like the worst.
You'll have to fight Dark.
So bad.
You'll have to fight Dark Ever.
Yeah. Who's super powerful.
Mm-hmm.
16.
What do I have? 15?
You said 51.
51, so 15.
15, yeah.
Okay. Your initiative?
16.
16.
Should I roll initiative?
Yes.
Oh my god.
But you got hit by a surprise.
13.
Dude.
That makes sense. What's your initiative, Oliver?
25. No. No. No.
Pepper, you smell weird. Peps. Smell like a dog.
Farted.
Pepper farted?
Wasn't me either. I'm just kidding.
Pepper
Pepper doesn't like
Pepper that. Ate some mustard.
Pepper said...
Oh, did he?
Oh, my God. Good dog.
Pepper's such a good dog.
Good dog. Oh, my God. Smell like a dog.
Yeah, Pepper, you smell weird. Pepper, why do you smell so bad?
It's a bath.
Yeah. Pepper. Smell a dog. But you're cute still.
Oh my God.
I know I smell like chicken. Pepper, watch out. I'm going to put my feet up. Pepper.
I apparently smell the most like chicken because Pepper's always wanting.
Kura smells like chicken.
You smell like chicken.
Buzz, buzz.
Chicken, chicken.
Touch. Touch.
Go, Pepper, go. The house is under attack.
Okay, never mind. So he's gonna hide. Okay. Sit. Pepper, roll for initiative.
Sit, Pepper, sit. Oh, is it your great dog? Look at their
fluffy. Roll for initiative, Pepper. Pepper, roll for initiative.
Pepper's back. Pepper's back in the party.
Pepper, roll against reflex. Okay. Okay, Pepper. Roll 2d10 plus 10 brain damage. Okay.
Against Eros.
Against Eros.
Okay, Pepper.
Close the door.
Puppy. All right, so they've been cooking this entire time. They're a little extra crispy.
Okay. Oh, let's do it.
Fine.
Let's do
okay,
it.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
That's fine.
I brought three buns because there's one more.
I'm claiming
here.
One.
You each get one.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So,
thank you.
Bam.
Okay.
Do your thing.
So we're...
There's
we're,
mustard down here. There's no ketchup.
Okay.
I did. What'd I rolled you? 9. Not
that's
11.
Worse than error.
Oh,
I rolled...
That's even...
9 total?
Possible.
No.
9 plus what?
No, I rolled 6. I rolled 6 plus 9.
No pepper.
So 15.
No. Yeah.
So not worse than Eros. Eros was at the bottom.
Makes sense.
Okay. Literally, because it fell.
Oh,
Eros. Ever... 16 was who? Bryce?
Mm-hmm.
Kuro.
Bryce? Who?
Kuro was first and the stranger. And obviously
Hugh Ross.
And then Renard. His initiative was 40 or something. Because you saw that.
Oh yeah.
Eros is gonna die.
Everyone except Eros roll perception.
Four.
16. 31. None of you saw Renard move. He was just suddenly behind, and his giant arm was swinging behind Eros. Hit him in the back of the head, effectively disarming him, because how do you hold on to something when you're hit in the back of the head with a blacksmith's elbow, then slam through the floor? All right.
Where's Eros' weapon?
What?
Doesn't even have his weapon anymore?
That's on top. Stranger sees it, points. You left it. And, okay, it's Coral's turn.
First thing Kuro does, he enters a crucible.
He what?
Enters a crucible.
Okay, he enters a crucible.
Which
is a standard.
So, out of character, he is resist 10 to all damage until the end of the encounter.
Oh my
god. You wish you had that.
He sacrifices a healing surge, though.
Oh no.
Kuro's body returns to the disciplined stance that enabled him to survive Kor Talcor's crucible, giving him a ceaseless resistance to attacks.
Okay. Is that a minor action?
Minor action.
Yeah, that's a minor action. Alright, what else is Kuro doing?
Kuro will run and then pick up the
crossbow.
The crossbow on the way?
Yeah.
Is that
it's right right across the hole. Like no, it's next to the hole.
It's next to the hole.
Yeah.
Well, on the way of picking down the crossbow, can you see down the hole?
Yeah, it looks like a 20-foot drop.
20 feet? Is Eros still falling?
No, Renard is standing on top of him.
Oh, okay.
Like his knee. Well, not standing on top of him. It's like he kneeled on Eros and slammed him to the ground.
So Eros is prone?
Huh?
Yeah, underneath the red arm.
Puppy smells bad.
What?
Puppy smells bad. Is he wet, do you think? Wet dog?
No.
Or
not
wet. Okay, anyway.
So Kuril will...
The Kuril hops down. He'll only take damage from the last 10 feet, which is 1d10.
Yeah, he'll grab the crossbow and then hop down.
Kuril takes no damage because it's resisting 10 damage anyway. Okay. Any other? I think that's all your actions.
Yeah. What's under? What's in the hole? It's dark.
It's relatively dark, but there are some torches on the walls. Actually, some banners on the walls.
What do the banners look like?
Lanterns. They look like they're just, you know, fancy art, as far as you can tell. A little strange. They're attached to the very long staffs.
A moment, Mr. Renard.
He turns at you, something wrong. Roll insight.
20.
He looks like he's in a trance.
He's in a trance!
Stranger's turn. Stranger just runs immediately, jumps down the hole, break falls at the bottom. You roll here? The stranger's perfectly fine. He rolls over and, like, there are weapons everywhere. It looks like, to Kuro, as his eyes adjust, they're literally like mountains of weapons, just like laid out, various piles of daggers, swords, all Damascus steel, folded steel, just beautiful weapons, just everywhere, kind of sorted, kind of not, banners on the walls, lanterns. You should roll insight forever in general. There are firing, you know, there's a workshop behind where, actually, behind you, since you went down the hole. 18?
19.
You're pretty sure that the best thing to do is to get help. But you need to support these guys. However, you did get to make more.
A frog.
Okay. So, it's... I'm going to change the song because it's kind of weird playing this. It's so short. Sorry. So it's Q's turn.
Q's screaming, Eros! Run, like, he's going to look down the hole. He's going to move to the hole.
Yeah.
He's going to look down. Can I see Renard?
Renard is kneeling on.
Q's going to jump on top of Renard.
He's going to try and angle yourself.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea.
He's going to try to, like,
take more damage.
If it's going to go like that.
Yeah, you can swing.
Or is it a
down.
Vertical? Is
it's
it
a slight, slight? Like
he's gonna try to.
Two.
Yeah, he's gonna try to swing.
Swing down.
Yeah.
Okay. Roll. Acrobatics.
Okay. Oh, this is gonna be 7.
Miss.
Okay. I take damage.
Yeah, you take 1d10.
Okay.
That's not so bad.
Could have taken 60 damage.
I took 9 damage.
Oh my god.
Enough. Okay.
Pepper's been eating the mustard. Is that bad?
No.
Okay.
Pepper's pretty good about not eating things that he can't eat, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So, it's Ever's turn.
Okay. Does Ever think that there's anyone down at that level? Anyone else around?
That level? No.
That's specifically here.
Yeah. It would take a while to get through any of the walls. And he is a secluded. You know you know for a fact that he's a secluded.
Okay. I don't know what.
Roll nature. If you want to hit.
Crippo.
The frog squirms.
He's still 15.
The frog is squirming and is trying to get out. I think that'll be a bonus.
Can I do I know how knowledgeable these frogs are? I've had experience with them.
You've had experience with them. They seem relatively intelligent.
Okay. I'm gonna tell it go to Vela for help and let it go.
Hops away. It directs perfectly in the direction of Vela.
Mm-hmm.
You go down as well. Yeah, you're gonna have to try and.
Can I try and, as my action,
yeah,
my full action, use roots to bring me down, slash give me steps, slash slow my fall?
Yes, roll nature.
Critical, yeah. Doesn't work. 15, but.
You stumble. But it does, like, provide a little cushion. The steps didn't work like you wanted them to. They do provide a cushion. Roll 1d10. Eros, you're up.
What can Eros do? He's pinned.
Cut that in half.
Right?
Yeah.
What can he do?
You can try and score in half.
It's escaping a grab, right?
Yeah.
Would anything have worked against that? Because he had immediate intros, but I just assumed that there was no way. No. There was no way
that was a surprise.
It was like a complete surprise.
It was a surprise. Okay.
You literally did not see it coming.
Tuesday.
I can't do that either.
So then,
if we keep it moving,
the next day is a Sunday.
Yeah, it's gonna be a while. If we keep it moving, I can promise that we would be out of here at 9:20.
Let's go.
It's okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Aros is gonna try to escape.
All right. Roll acrobatics versus his reflex.
Like the sense of that. 26.
You squirm out from underneath him just fine. You kind of roll over. Uh-huh. You're still prone.
Eros is going to use agile recovery at will, minor. Stand up.
Right. You stand.
Okay. He's going to, you know, whatever, master at arms, take out his. What does he have?
Dagger.
His dagger? Like his shit dagger? And he's going to. What's around him? Sorry, quickly.
There are a lot of weapons around you.
Are there, like, piles of stuff?
Yes, absolutely.
Grab something.
What are you looking for?
Something to hide behind.
Something to hide behind? You can dive behind a mountain. Like,
let's do that.
Full blades.
Let's do that. What do I roll?
Roll stealth.
24.
You hide successfully behind him. Doesn't look like he's looking in your direction at all.
Okay. Eros, as a standard action, would like to try to look for, like, you know, a long-range weapon in the piles.
There's plenty of throwing knives here.
Eros will grab a bunch, and that's it.
Okay. It's Eros' turn, but he's distracted by something. It's Kuro's turn.
Kuro says, I apologize for this, Mr. Renard, but I must restrain you. Kuro uses fourfold invocation of doom. No, he uses silent malediction.
Didn't he expend that? Is that an encounter power?
Oh, you're right. He expended that in the labyrinth. So I guess he uses fourfold invocation of doom. No, he expended silent malediction to do the Candace goggles.
Yeah.
In the labyrinth.
That's
a daily.
Yeah.
So he expended that. So he must use fourfold invocation of doom.
Okay.
We're making all the noises.
31 versus will.
It hits.
Okay, so it's a close burst and it just goes like that.
Yeah.
So Renard is dazed. Save ends.
All right, he's dazed. He looks like he's still kind of startled and in his trance. Looks like he's seeing something.
What could he be seeing? Kuro will think to himself.
Roll insight.
Crit.
You've seen war veterans act like this sometimes.
I was just thinking about that.
After they come back from war, something terrible that they've seen previously.
No. He's traumatized. He's reacting, he's acting out his trauma.
From what?
From violence or war.
The stranger rushes forward and simply just takes a total defensive stance.
Get out of his crossbows or something.
Oh, yes. Does Coral still have the crossbow?
Yes.
Okay. Think quick. So to say, is that the ready? Anyway. Girl will toss a crossbow.
All right, roll strength.
That's girl's strength is.
So it's 18.
18 total.
Is it
divided by 5?
Divided by 5?
No. Yeah. Well, 18 is. It flies about like 15 feet or so.
Okay.
It's about another 15 feet total to Eros.
All right. So. He slides or whatever. Stuff.
Okay. The stranger's just taking a total defensive stance. What do we do with you? Excuse me.
He's looking at Renard, but he moves. I'm going to use my Aegis on Renard, try to get his attention. I make some sort of, like, circling the air with the Kopesh, and, like, it glows or something like that to get his attention.
He looks right at you.
Okay.
That's the first thing that's moved his sight from wherever.
Okay. Q runs and kicks the crossbow towards Eros.
Okay. The crossbow gets to you. You still have your hands full of, like, really nice throwing daggers. Really nice. You bet these you could sell for maybe a platinum.
We'll definitely pocket all of those.
Alright.
Q says, listen, you're safe. There's no conflict here. You're safe. Everyone's safe.
He glowers at you.
Okay.
Not really like looking at you, looking past you. Ever's turn.
Okay. Could never use his powers without doing the damage.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. He's gonna. The dirt is going to push up. The dirt and roots raises in front of, what's it called?
Renard.
Everybody
roll perception, by the way.
This is for perception.
Shit. 12.
What's Kuro?
33.
18. Kuro the stranger and Ever see the banners glow.
A what?
Banners on the walls. They glow a little bit. Then they fade again as soon as Q did his thing. And then as you were doing your thing.
Okay. So they react to power.
Mm-hmm.
Have I ever seen that before?
No. Okay. You've never been down here.
Yeah. Okay.
You've never been down here.
Okay.
You just know that no workshops are connected to Renard's.
21 versus reflex. Okay, he is going to be immobilized for his next turn.
Okay.
Plus he's adjacent to my spirit.
Your spirit's right next to him?
Yeah. And I'm going to shout, hopefully Vela's coming. Please don't hurt him.
Or else is
not happy. Does he have his crossbow?
He has his crossbow. It's on the ground in front of him. Minor action to pick it up.
That's fine. Okay. Can he stow the weapons that he has in his hand?
It would take a full standard action unless he just drops them for now.
Eros takes his thing.
Leapy time, say, Alt Bay. Rossi, yay.
Does Eros have these?
Eros, yay.
Yep. He does have a couple of suit gun bolts. And some tracking bolts. He's not sure what the tracking bolts do.
I guess he'll use the sleepy time bolts. Can you do that quickly?
Yeah, he can load quickly.
Okay, that's right. He's just gonna use. Hold on. Alright, so he's gonna sacrifice his move. Alright. He's gonna assume the duelist prowess stance.
Okay.
Alright. And then he's going to... Wait, no, he used that in the library.
Is it a daily?
Yeah.
Yeah, he can't.
Alright, he's just gonna do piercing. No, he's not. He's not. He's gonna use sly flourish against him.
Okay.
Where's the AC?
Hit.
Okay. He came out from hidden, by the way.
Yeah.
Okay. Need to damage him?
Yeah. 17 damage. And he has combat advantage.
He's also dazed and immobilized, so he definitely has combat advantage.
Right, okay.
My spirit's next to him. He has combat advantage.
Right, okay. So, 25 damage.
Okay.
26 damage, rather. And that'll be Eros's turn. Oh, yeah. He's gonna move to become hidden again.
So he just kind of shifts and tries
basically,
to
yeah.
conceal himself in the mountain of weapons.
Yeah.
These weapons are, like, the piles are huge. If you imagine, like, flat objects piled up to where about the that rack is.
Oh, wow. Okay.
There's a lot of stuff here. It looks like this is all he does in this time.
Is he hidden, then?
Yeah.
Okay.
You just have to, the only reason you have to do it carefully is because they're sharp.
Right. Yeah. That's it then. If he's hidden.
A weird thing pops out of the hole above. It's a flower. Ever, can you hear me?
Yes.
Can't get in. I can't get in. It's sealed. There's something that's not letting me get inside. What do you need? Do you need to restrain Renard? Is something going wrong?
Yes.
Need to restrain him.
Yes.
Okay. Sing, I'm gonna send down some roots. Kid, the one with the powder.
So,
would that help you right now?
Yes. Yes.
Yes?
Right now.
Right now? Saying as much as I can.
Thank you.
The flower moves, and the room is being filled with the very fine powder that was on Q's neck.
Can I take an action?
Yes.
Okay. Q takes a kopesh, claps it together, slams it on the ground, and then raises his hands like this and starts chanting as loud as he can. And he's trying to make everyone close their eyes.
He's trying to make everyone close their eyes?
Yeah.
Okay. Does he tell them to close their eyes, or is he trying to do it through magic?
Through magic.
Okay.
Especially Renard, though.
Okay. Renard sees you do this. Sword mage, huh?
Yeah.
Not for long.
Q's still chanting.
Okay. Renard rushes over to an oven, shoves his hand in, pulls out a sword straight from the oven. It's still red hot. And walks forward towards you slowly. He doesn't seem to see anyone else.
Can't.
Oh, no. You're right. He doesn't do that.
Okay.
He doesn't do that. He just does not for long. He stops. Tries to move. Does not. Okay. Girl's turn.
What's happening? Is Coral getting sleepy?
Krill's not getting sleepy, but he's coated in the powder right now.
Oh, okay.
It's a little weird feeling. It's like almost like wide awake, kind of dreamy. But you're not quite there yet.
Krill will... He has the spell to grab.
Last hot dog.
Yeah.
Mine.
Go for it.
Whisper.
Eros is close to just falling unconscious. This has not happened to him.
You think they're pretty hard?
This doesn't happen to Eros.
It's because he's good and doesn't get hit because he stands behind the sword.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Goro's trying to see. So, Renard is only looking at Q.
As if he doesn't see anybody else.
Okay, what about the banners? Does Goro notice anything about the banners?
They glowed, but then they're not glowing anymore.
All right.
The one closest to
What were the symbols on the banners?
Can't really read them.
No.
Something ancient, I guess.
Unrecognizable. Were they glowing with any divine energies?
Not divine.
magical energies?
Yes.
Yes. Are the banners attached to the walls?
Yes, but they're also on poles. Like the poles are being are wrapped.
Okay.
The banners across. They look like they may be wards of some sort.
Ward?
A ward, wards of some sort.
Oh, okay.
Hugh says, "Do what you need to, but then shut your eyes."
Very well. Okay. Kuro will use. Actually, Kuro will just. Kuro will just shut his eyes.
Stranger.
He's preparing. He's preparing to fire, Hand of Radiance, and at the first thing that appears, the first hostile thing that appears, besides Renorn. Ready's that action.
The stranger moves up closer to, moves in front of Q, does another total defense, and shuts his eyes. Q's turn.
Q tries to finalize the spell.
Okay. Roll Arcana.
Twenty-five.
You feel like you're gonna—it's about to really. But Renard waves his hand and shouts, "Dispel!"
Oh, fuck.
No! Your magic is entirely lost. It wasn't a proper dispel.
She was gonna try to like hang on to the very threads of the Arcana.
Okay. You're gonna try and recover it?
Yeah.
Roll Arcana again.
That's going to be 33.
Nash off a lot of motion.
Okay. It's
going to take a moment more. Ever's turn.
Okay.
So complicated.
Ever's going to ask, why would we close our eyes?
It's going to protect you from the spell. Otherwise, it's going to hurt. You do not want to see this.
I'm guessing I don't have time to ask anything else.
No, very limited time. It's about 6 seconds.
Okay. Ever is going to. All right. His only response is, please don't hurt him. And is going to roll against his fortitude to slow him.
Okay.
Which is 21.
Is he still immobilized?
No, he is no longer immobilized.
Okay.
He should still be dazed, though.
Saved.
Save ends.
What's only in
19? Let me know when he does attempt to do a saving throw.
All right. Is he slowed?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Eros.
Yep.
Your turn.
Eros is gonna. So what are the status effects?
On him right now? The sleep time bolt nailed him, but he isn't wavering yet. It might take a moment more. It's not like he's allergic to it or anything. He's currently dazed. He hasn't saved against that yet. And he's slowed. Dazed, and he's next to the spirit, combat advantage.
Right.
Is that what you want?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just wondering. All right, Sly Flourish. That's all. It's 35
you
versus
nailed.
AC. 37 versus AC.
Mm-hmm.
Damage.
Okay.
Eros, what are you doing? He needs our help.
Perhaps Eros.
Why are you hurting him?
We should just knock him unconscious.
Yeah, that's what he's trying to do. Unconsciousness is zero, right? He doesn't die at zero.
No. He doesn't die.
Amanda straight?
Probably not.
Okay. Well, I mean, in terms of meta. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Right. So even if Eros got down to zero, he'd just be unconscious.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm trying to knock him out. He looks crazy.
The spell looks like it's about to complete.
Eros is going to try to hide again.
Could I try it now?
I'm going back into hiding.
Take it from back, you.
Oh, shit. It's going to be 23.
Oh, my God. We're going to die.
As Q completes the spell and tries to use it, he feels jerked from the front. As Renard goes like this, he was pulled and teleported to directly in front of him.
Okay.
And he places a palm on Q's chest, shouts reversal.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. What happens to
Eros,
Q?
The stranger, and Kuro disappear.
What?
Kuro, Eros, roll athletics. Feel yourself falling. The two of you see them, the three of them disappear.
Oh my God, this is it, guys.
Okay.
Nine.
This is it. This is
nine
it.
Athletics.
This is it. Here we go. Here we go. Do you want to use a different die?
Should I?
This one's not been nice to Dylan.
You can use mine.
Mine or, yeah.
If I don't go too much over all of this, trying to try and get this out.
Good, good, good.
Critical rusting.
19.
You rost it.
Grab hold of the side of a cliff and pull yourself up. Jumping overhead is a figure. Reaches down with a big meaty arm and pulls up Kuro and the stranger. You can't do this. You can't do this on a rescue mission, guys. All right, let's go up the hill. It's Renard, but he looks a lot younger. You hear this coming through your headset, as do you. It looks like Dreamscape Hijack worked, kind of.
What's different?
What's different? You're not in it, and they were physically transported in.
So I'm still in the basement?
You're still in the basement with Renard standing there in a trance.
Ever?
Q, do you read me? This is Kuro.
I can hear you. Where are you?
We are inside the...
You're at the top of a canyon.
We're at the top of a canyon. I believe we are inside the dreamscape.
Do you see Renard?
We see someone who...
All right, we gotta go up
resembles...
the hill. We gotta go up the hill, guys. He's wearing a backpack, like a hiking backpack. Looks like his boots are really worn. Looks like he hasn't slept in weeks.
I believe we have made contact with Renard.
You need to follow him. Don't do anything silly. Pretend like everything's going according to plan.
Roger.
You ready to weapon? We gotta do this. You ready to kill some folks? No, I'm just kidding. Let's knock them out. We gotta be fair to them. You know? They got families, they got whatever. We're just gonna cut our way through.
Ever?
Alright,
try to break. Try to figure out what's going down upstairs. I'll keep an eye on him.
Okay.
Sir, on the way, could we review some mission parameters?
Right. The basics. We got a bunch of people coming. Not gonna like this from a kingdom, right? From the kingdom. We gotta cut through them. They're holding someone hostage. We gotta get there, alright? That's it. That's all you gotta know.
Can we kill them?
Who's the hostage?
I prefer we don't.
Find out who the hostage is.
No lethal force.
Just, if you could just knock them out, if you can get them to me, I'll knock them right out.
Got it.
I'll take care of them. Doesn't matter who they throw at me.
So to review, our objective is extraction. Of the hostage?
Yep.
Eros, Kuro.
Are we going to... Do we need to extract the hostage, or...
I just need to get to the castle. I just need to get to the castle.
Sorry.
Okay. It's all right. Okay. No, towards the king's castle. Just trust me on this. Just trust me on this. Explain it all later.
Q. Who's the hostage? Who's the hostage?
Let's go.
Okay.
What happens when he's running out of the hill? Already.
Don't do it. We're gonna mess up everything.
Fine. Okay. Oh, lead the way.
Roll nature. Roll history.
19.
5 minutes. I don't think we're gonna.
20.
5 minutes. What do you think? What's
just
your?
Keep going. 20.
Just keep going. 20. The plant is coming down. And Vala keeps saying things like, I'm not going to be able to get in. What's going on? I might be able to restrain him if it's okay.
Yes, please do.
Okay. It's hard to sense. Can you sing to the plants? All right, we're going to try.
Send them down, I'll direct them.
The bulb is coming down, still blowing the Dreamscape hijack powder. It's covering it. It's covering everything. It's on hold.
Wait, where's the stranger?
Yes. I'm here as well.
He's running alongside.
Good. God counts for everybody then. Make sure you stay with him.
Yes.
Don't get in his way. Let everything.
Should we just do as he says?
Yes.
Got it. That sounds like fun.
Let's do it.
Alright, so he motions over to a hill. So alright, we're gonna duck behind there. And he pulls out a sword, which floats beside him. He ducks behind the hill.
Alright, so we follow
him. Yeah,
you
follow him. Just dive behind him. Alright, we're gonna. Here comes another battalion. We gotta just skirt around them if we can, try not to engage them. We're trying not to make a mess, we're trying to get to the castle. That's it. That's all we want. We're just trying to get to the castle.
Yes, sir.
Right.
Q. What can we do? What can we do?
What do you mean?
We have to go through so much. There's so much ahead.
Like a soldier? A group of soldiers?
There's lots of soldiers.
You see, like battalions just walking around, patrolling.
Yeah, Q, this is not good.
Yeah.
This is not good.
Okay. Easy. Make a distraction.
Q, roll history.
Ooh. 20.
These banners look funny.
What do the banners look like?
Well, you haven't taken a look at them, but they look like runes of some sort. They look like they have a certain effect.
I describe the whole scenery.
You describe
the
scenery? You describe what Renard is doing. He has a sword floating beside him.
Yeah.
A sword float? A sword mage? Is he holding him in two hands?
Negative Q. It's floating next to him.
He's got flags actually coming out of his backpack. Kuril, who looked at the banners, see that the banners are the same.
The banners coming out of his backpack are identical to the banners where you are.
He carried them.
Do you recognize those banners? Can you tell us?
Roll history. Add a plus 5.
23.
They're numbered on the back, so you can tell. So one is. There's one, and that's 2.
Q, do you read me?
Q?
Alright, we're gonna. Looks like the turn in this way. Generally, the formation will go just sweep this way, sweep that way. We're just going to wait, pause for the turn, and run right past them.
I can do that.
Not a problem.
Okay, we're continuing with the infiltration.
It happens exactly as he says.
When you identify the
he
banners...
He knows the movements of the groups.
Talk to us.
They never do the turns right, you see. It's never proper. You guys are safely behind the next hill. All right, roll nature.
18.
It's pretty good. The roots start to wrap around you. But if you realize, Q is staring him directly in the eye because he's standing like they're in a trance. He kind of moves. He moves out a little bit. Sword mage just beats you on the chest. Take 1d10 damage. Because you're trying to maintain the spell or whatever.
Yeah.
Can I use one of my abilities here as I'm robbing him?
Yeah. Okay.
Shit, another 9, that's fine.
I'm gonna try and use... Where is that? Here we go.
Here comes a dagger.
In his hand?
In his hand.
Another 4.
In real life, in front of you.
18 versus fortitude.
18 versus fortitude. What's the action do?
Pushes it back 2 squares.
He resists it.
Yeah.
Doesn't push him back. He frowns and says, sorry about this, mate. Drives a dagger just lightly on your arm. Scratch, scratch, scratch.
Is
you feel sick. Feel really sick. Where's your Kopesh?
It's in the ground behind me.
You feel no connection to it.
Q, come on, man.
I can't.
Pull it together.
I can't.
What's going on? What's going on out there?
You need the story.
Should I take him out?
No. The sword mages.
Wait, do effects happen whether or not it hits?
Yes. Let me see.
Okay, you get a +3 to your speed until the end of the next turn. So if you're trying to get away, you can move a little faster.
Okay, I'm going to try backing up.
Q, do you read
you're
me?
Fine. You can back up. He does nothing.
What is the problem?
I'm going to bring the Kopesh out. You need to stay with him. Help him complete his mission, but tell me what his Aegis is.
What the hell's an Aegis?
It's the thing that I use.
Oh my god, what is that?
The shield thing. Whatever.
Don't listen to them, you Roger. I have you.
Gotcha.
Roll history again, guys.
Got your back.
I got your back, you.
Okay. You've followed his direction
and
ran up the hill several times.
Yeah.
You dodged so many of them.
32.
Didn't mean to like combine them like that, but whatever, it's fine. Alright. So you've made it past several battalions, but one catches roll stealth.
Kuro, being the stealthy guy he is, gets a 14.
21.
They catch Kuro, because the rest of you are up there already. They catch Kuro.
I must hide.
Someone's up there. A battalion is a turn. Didn't want to do this. The rest of the battalions are fine, but he starts throwing the flags at you. Just drive them in the ground. Just drive them again. I'll take care of it. Stranger is just like dropping these flags, and the flags start to glow. You feel yourselves not only be able to move faster, feel more defensive, all kinds of things. The battalion is swept off their feet and they're pulled inwards. And he pulls out a dagger, flips it in his hand. Sorry to do this to you. He disarms a bunch of the sword mages who collapse. They grab their arms, and they're screaming, "My sword!" And he's basically disarming the sword mages, and their swords drop. They stop floating while his floats near him. He's just walking through them, cutting at their arms, leaving marks.
I describe this to Q.
Oh,
he recognizes this as what just happened.
This is exactly what's happening on the outside. Make sure he gets to the castle.
What is his dagger? Does Kuro notice anything special about the dagger?
Nothing special about the dagger, but the mark on his left on everyone is the same.
Okay.
Kuro, roll insight. I mean, Eros. Just straight up, roll insight.
Crit.
Crit?
23.
Yeah.
He's destroying their sword bond.
Q.
Oh my god.
He has the ability to destroy sword bond.
I know. Trust me, I know.
We have no read on his Aegis yet.
Q's amulet is glowing.
Oh no.
What happened, Q? What? What's wrong?
Just get him there.
Okay.
Get him to the castle.
Roll nature.
15, 29.
Nice. You managed to wrap roots around Renard, who's still in his trance. He's not noticing what's happening to him. He's only responding to what Q has done so far. It wraps around him, pulls him back.
He's still dazed. Has he saved against dazed?
No, he hasn't yet.
Okay.
He hasn't even tried to save against anything. He's just done one thing at a time. Just kind of wavering, still in his trance, in his flashback. You make it past the battalion, who is now on the ground. Their weapons, a lot of them screaming, "What's going on? Renard, what? What? What's going on?"
You guys just make a break for it. Just run, just run, just run. People tried to, like, horsemen who were not sword mages tried to break through the flags, just bounced back. He's like, it's most of them. He starts pulling out banners. Don't have any flags for these. Don't have any poles for these. All right, let's go, let's go, let's go. The stranger. Q, what happens next? Perhaps we can speed it along.
Let me think. I'm gonna try to think.
Okay, roll history.
Eros just starts shooting at shit.
Shoot at anybody who comes near?
Yeah.
32.
They're running up the hill. They're near, like, what looks like the front gate. We have to go around. Alright, we're gonna have to scale the side. He goes over to what looks like, you know, the turret of the castle. There's loose bricks here somewhere. It's beating on the wall. Got one. Kicks it in. It slides in slightly. It starts climbing, just beating, trying to loosen something. Takes out, like, metal rods. Drives them in with his brute strength. Climbs. Guy's got the rope.
Yeah.
Harness yourself in.
All right.
The stranger doesn't know what to do. So he looks up and shouts, I'm harnessed in. Looks down. Climbs up. The stranger is fine.
Okay. Q, do you read me? Something very strange happened.
What is it?
Me.
The stranger was able to harness himself in by thinking, imagining himself as harnessed in.
Do the same thing.
All right. Happy thoughts, I'm harnessed in.
You're harnessed in.
Okay.
And Renard has the rope. He's pulling it. He's...
Happy thoughts, I'm climbing.
You're climbing just fine.
Okay.
Do you guys remember
same,
a story?
Same. Yeah.
A long time ago, faraway kingdom.
I don't know any stories. What happens next?
Imagine sword mages, a whole kingdom of them.
Okay.
And there was one sword mage that rebelled against them.
Okay.
It's kind of unclear of what went on.
Mm-hmm.
But this story might very well be true.
Okay.
And it might be Renard.
Renard is the rebelling sword mage king?
Yes.
Should we take him out?
No.
Fuck.
We need to know what his motive is.
Okay.
His motive is to rescue a hostage.
We need to know who that hostage is. I'm trying to remember myself. How did the story go?
You guys make it to the top of the turret. He's like, okay.
Sir, where's the hostage? Which direction?
We're good for a second. You guys, it's kind of weird, but I could really use a snack right now. Reaches into his bag. Pulls out what the stranger recognizes. Oh, meat pie!
Q, he's eating meat
never
pies.
Never peace. Come on.
Does that give you any clue?
Just,
No.
My wife's recipe.
His wife bakes meat pies, Q.
What's his wife's name?
What's your wife's name?
Oh, Rena. Orina, but Orina. I said it quick.
His wife's name is Orina.
Yeah.
Arena?
Oreo.
Oreo.
Her name is Oreo.
Arena?
Fiddles with a ring on his, on a chain on his, around his neck. Fiddles with. Right, you guys, it really hits the spot, the snack.
That feels good, yeah, nice.
Mm. Alright, let's go.
Let's go. Who are we trying to save again?
Roll history. Add 5. We're almost
critical.
Crit. Ultimate Q history dies.
He remembers the rest of the story.
Books.
Tell me when you finish reading that.
Books Vortex. Max history dive. Captain, the ship's shaking. We're at max history power. Pump more history into the engines.
He darts through. Seem to dodge all the guards. It's like he knows their beats. Knows where they walk.
Makes sense.
He's running down steps. It's to the right here. He's entering the dungeons. not here. He runs back up.
They might be keeping him behind the throne room.
Who?
He the hostage.
Pushes past you.
Okay, okay.
And runs.
Imagine yourself in the throne room right now.
Happy thoughts. We're in the throne room.
Can you get there?
Doesn't seem to be working.
Perhaps, perhaps. Is that the throne room?
He points.
Get
yeah,
to the throne room.
That's it. It's like the door appears out of nowhere. Barges through the door. Door slams shut behind him. Push, push, push. As you shove the doors open, you see Renard in front of the throne with the king pointing at him and guards coming in. And another Renard come forward and cut them down with a large sword. Cut them all down. Then stabs the king through the stomach.
Q.
Protect the queen.
And stab the queen in the stomach. Pull it out. Renard is at a loss.
Q, what just happened?
His doppelganger laughs and turns him. Renard just punches the guy apart, essentially. Just slams, punches him in the face, pushes him aside, and frantically starts to try to bandage the king.
Kuro will also try to bandage the king.
Roll heal.
Eros tries to help, I guess. I don't know if that's...
Just empty the
crit.
Empty the bed.
Crit.
You stabilize the queen.
Okay.
And you stabilize... Together, you stabilize...
Eros did him a 9.
A 9? You throw some bandages. But Renard grabs it anyway and stabilizes the king.
Okay.
The king is... Squeezing, what's going on? He shakes the king. Where's my wife? Where's my wife? King shakes his head.
Your Majesty, you were attacked by a doppelganger of Renard here. They attempted to assassinate you.
The king passes out.
Shit.
Renard runs out of the throne room. Down to
Eros, we can't leave him. Follow him.
I'll go.
The stranger flies out the room, runs down to. Guards are following you.
There he is. That's who did it. Get him.
You get down to the dungeon. He's looking around. He's, where is she? Where is she? The doppelganger has appeared again. And tries to hit him from behind. Renard smashes his face in. Pulls the doppelganger, shakes him. What's going on? He shouts, demands. Doppelganger shakes his head. Laughs. You've lost. And dissipates. Looks like it was some sort of shadow puppet. Out the window, hear trumpets as a dark army advances.
Q, do you read me?
Yes.
What do we do now?
Do you recognize this scene?
Army?
What happens next?
Is the king and queen dead?
No, they're passed out. We administered aid to them.
Get them out of there as safely as you can.
The guards, king and the queen?
Yes.
The guards rush all of you. And Renard
is just
caught and carried away. But he's at a loss. He's just in complete shock.
Get to the king and queen. See if you can.
Kuro will try to use Divine Call of Renard to get him out of there.
You pull him slightly, but the guards just like... secure you and him. They all grab you. There's too many.
All of us are grabbed?
All of you are grabbed. There's like 4 or 5 people in each person just marching back up to the throne room. The king and queen are being helped up by guards, and the throne has been slid out, revealing a secret passage. They stare at... Like, the guards stare at the 4 of you. Eros, the stranger, Kuro, and Renard. Warily pull the king and queen carefully through the secret passage. Throne closes behind them. Everything is shaking and fading. You feel yourself falling again. And you kind of hit the ground lightly. But Renard passes out. His face is strong. That's where we're going to come in.
stop him from climbing.